I'm Kelly Beatty, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during July. We're just a few weeks past the mid-year solstice, so that means the days are very long in the Northern Hemisphere and the nights are short, and true darkness is even shorter. Here in the Boston area, for example, the last bit of twilight lingers in the west until about 10:30, leaving only 4.5 hours to revel in the star-spangled night before dawn begins to creep up in the east. Fortunately, right now there are some wonderful cosmic treats that you can appreciate even in twilight, so let's go track them down. You'll still need to wait a half hour or so after the sun sets, around 9 o'clock, depending on where you live. And for this month's sky adventure, it'll help if you can find a spot with a completely unobstructed view towards south. Remember how last month I helped you spot 4 planets at one time? 4 at once isn't particularly rare, but it's always a treat to glimpse some of the other worlds of our solar system. One of those 4, Mercury, has dipped from view, but 3 others are still easy to see. Let's start in the west, toward the direction of sunset. There you'll find the planet Venus, shining with surreal brightness. It's so bright that people who never bother to look up at night sometimes insist that it's a UFO. We know better, right? Anyone who bothers to look will see that Venus was in almost exactly the same spot last night, and it'll be there again tomorrow. But change is coming. If you've been keeping an eye on Venus, you've noticed that it's not nearly as high up at dusk as it was a month ago. That's because Venus has made the big, wide turn in its orbit, and it's moving toward a line between the Sun and the Earth. So it's edging closer to the Sun each evening. This orbital movement has 2 other implications. First, Venus is getting closer and closer to Earth. By mid-August, it'll be nearest to us, a bit under 27 million miles away. Second, from our perspective, less and less of Venus is sunlit. If you've got a small telescope, check it out. Venus will look like a tiny crescent moon in the eyepiece. Okay, back to eyeball astronomy. Just to the right of Venus is a much dimmer star. That's the planet Saturn. On July 1st, the 2 planets were dancing close together in the sky. You could cover them both up with a finger on your outstretched arm. But now Saturn is slinking away toward the horizon. This will be the last month this year that you can see Saturn in the evening sky. By the way, that star creeping up on Venus from the left, that's Regulus. Now, there is some balance in the heavens. Even as Saturn declines, Jupiter is ascending. To find the king of planets, swing around to your left, towards south. Now look for a star-like beacon, about as high up as Venus, but not quite as bright. Early last month, Jupiter reached what astronomers call opposition, the point in the sky opposite the Sun. It was rising as the Sun was setting. But now Jupiter is well up as darkness falls, and each night it'll creep a little higher up in the sky. High up is relative, I guess. To see Jupiter pass directly overhead, you'd have to head south of the equator to Central South America or the Australian outback. But if you're like me, we're stuck in North America for the summer, and that means that even at its highest, around 10:30 p.m., Jupiter will be only a third of the way from the horizon to directly overhead. About half a fist below Jupiter is the bright star Antares. Can you detect a reddish tinge to its light? Antares is strikingly similar to the planet Mars in both color and brightness, and that resemblance gives the star its name. Antares means, literally, rival of Aries, which is the Greek name for Mars. Antares is also a close match to Betelgeuse, the strikingly red star in Orion. But Antares seems to have an even deeper hue because we usually see it low in the sky, where the atmosphere reddens it just as it reddens the setting sun. Antares is the brightest star in the constellation Scorpius. No, it's not Scorpio, that's what astrologers say. Perhaps more than in any other constellation, the stars of Scorpius really do look like their namesake. Let's trace out its shape, and here's where that clear southern view becomes important. Antares is the heart of our Scorpion, and close by, to its upper right and lower left, are 2 medium bright stars representing its body. Now, less than one fist to the upper right of Antares are 3 stars in a nearly vertical row that mark the head. Trailing down from Antares is a gently curving string of stars that form the Scorpion's tail. They head to the lower left and then turn upward, ending in a close-spaced pair of stars at the stinger end. These are sometimes called the cat's eyes by amateur astronomers. The farther south you live in North America or Europe, the easier it is to see the whole tail and stinger. Scorpius also harbors one of the few star clusters that can be seen easily without binoculars or a telescope, but you will need very dark skies to see it. It's just to the upper left of the Stinger, spaced by about the width of your three middle fingers. This star cluster is the seventh entry in a catalog compiled by the 18th century French astronomer Charles Messier. So we usually call it Messier 7, or M7. But the ancient Greek astronomer Claudius Ptolemy had cataloged it 1600 years before Messier did. He described it as a cloudy star behind the sting of the Scorpion. So this is sometimes called Ptolemy's cluster. You may have trouble seeing M7 if your skies are awash with light pollution. But binoculars should show it with ease and resolve it into a swarm of individual stars. Finally, July isn't a very good month for meteor watching. There's a so-so meteor shower during the last week called the Southern Delta Aquarids, but a big bright moon will wash out all but the brightest flashes. For more sky watching information, go to skyandtelescope.com. Next month, we'll look for steam coming from a celestial teapot and learn what that has to do with the Milky Way. Until then, I wish you clear skies.